so hard to prove that God's not really real. While others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel, but I know He's real within my soul. For one day He cleansed and made me whole, and Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
welcome to our program, Daily Walk, brought to you by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. We want to thank you for taking time out to join us today for this time of devotion, where we look into the Word of God together. We pray that God will bless you during this time of devotion. But before we continue, shall we have a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for yet another opportunity you've given us to listen to your word. We pray, Jesus, that you will send your Holy Spirit to interpret this word to the life of each and every one of us. Help us, O God, to draw closer to you in all areas of our lives, that your Holy Spirit will be our guide and our God. And this time of devotion will be a blessing to all. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Isaiah 15, 1 through 9. Devotional focus verse. The burden of Moab. Because in the night air of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. Because in the night cur of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. Isaiah 15, 1. Large portions of the earth can be laid waste in a few moments. On December 26, 2004, at about 7 a.m., a tsunami caused great devastation from Thailand to Africa. The epicenter of the 9.3 magnitude earthquake was under the Indian Ocean near the west coast of Sumatra, an island of Indonesia. In a few seconds, trillions of tons of displaced water sent powerful shockwaves in every direction. Silently, invisibly, the water pushed outward at the speed of a jet plane. As it neared the shore, the speed slowed and large waves formed the tsunami, which caused more than 229,000 deaths. Millions of people were left homeless and whole villages were totally demolished. The tsunami was sudden. Some people had no forewarning and others received only a brief alert, "Go to the highest ground." If there had been more warning, many more lives could have been saved. In contrast, today's text shows that the Moabites received a warning through Isaiah of impending destruction. He said that they would be suddenly cut off in the night. The seizing of them would lay the whole country open and make all the wealth of it an easy prey to the victorious army. In their case, they would be laid waste because they had rejected God and treated Israel harshly. If they would have heeded the warning given by Isaiah and repented, the story most likely would be different. Had they been broken before the Lord, they would not have been broken by the Lord. Like Moab, we have been given many warnings. The Bible repeatedly exhorts us to turn from sin and prepare for eternity. We are told to watch because the Lord may come at any second to rapture His people, and we need to be ready. If we ignore God's warnings, we could be laid waste. However, if we heed the instructions, we can anticipate the moment we will meet the Lord in the air. Background information. The prophet Isaiah prophesied of the great desolation that was coming upon the country of Moab, which bordered the land of Israel. He described the woeful and piteous lamentations that would be heard just 3 years later throughout the country when it would become prey to the Assyrian army. The Moabites would be so overwhelmed with grief that life itself would be a burden to them. Moab was the son Lot fathered through incest with his oldest daughter. The country of Moab was one of the vilest of nations. During most of Israel's history, the Moabites were Israel's enemy and constantly fought against them. Moab was a proud nation, and God condemned them for this. They did not honor the God of Israel, but trusted in their own fortifications. They relied on a false god and trusted in material wealth. Their god was captured and their wealth plundered. The true God would bring the people of Moab low. When they would be invaded by the Assyrians, the Moabites would change from boasting to weeping. They would no longer trust in their own fortifications. Ar was the capital of the country, and their principal fortress was Kir. Bajith, Dibon, a center for pagan idol worship, Nebo, the mountain where God showed Moses the promised land, see Deuteronomy 32:49, Medeba, Heshbon, Elilah, and Jaaz were all cities or areas that Assyria would overrun. Zoar was a town bordering Moab. It was where Lot fled from Sodom when it was destroyed. The phrase "in the night," verse 1, may have indicated that Moab would be overthrown in one night either by an invading army or a natural disaster such as an earthquake. Nimrim, verse 6, was a well-watered valley near the Dead Sea. No green thing denoted a parched land as a result of war's devastation. Conclusion. We can learn from the Moabites. If we surrender to God and follow His will, we will not be laid waste or unprepared when Jesus returns in the rapture.
We hope you have enjoyed this time of devotion. We welcome you back tomorrow at the same time. If you are in Stavanger area, we invite you to attend our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church, the Apostolic Faith, or in Norwegian, Apostolic Tro in Stavanger. The church is located at Tjensvolvien 56, next door to Tjensvoll School. You will hear music, be able to take part in singing, listen to personal testimonies of what God has done in the life of people, and you will be able to listen to the Word of God. We want to invite you to visit our website so that you can know more about us. Our Norwegian website is apostolisk-tro.no. Or if you prefer in English, you can visit our Portland Headquarter Church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We would like to remind you that the devotional material that we are going through now with more Bible outline can be accessed via our Norwegian Church website. We pray God bless you as you spend your time with us.
Let us close our devotion today with a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time of devotion. We thank you for the message that we've heard today in this devotion, reminding us of the impending danger that is coming to this world, and also reminding us of the way of escape that you have prepared for all man. All we need to do to escape this danger is to turn away from sin, is to invite you into our hearts, is to surrender our hearts to you, to say, Lord, live in my heart, save my soul. So we pray today, as many as are listening to this program, who are still in the valley of decision, yet to make up their mind, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will reach out to them today. We draw them close to you. Lord Jesus, we are trusting you, God, that you will save their souls. You said in your word that you have no pleasure in the death of a sinner, but that all should repent. Lord, we pray that you will help everyone listening to this program today who peradventure needs that repentance, that you will grant that repentance to us. You will draw us all close to you, and you will make all of us to be ready for you when you come back. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. Thank you for having answered. Let your blessing be with us, and you take all the glory, Lord. For we pray and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made. For that longing deep in your soul, Jesus is still the answer. And though time and ages roll, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul.